Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, March 17th. Time for our road report, brought to you by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. The Durham Street Bridge in Walkerton is closed due to flooding. South Bruce OPP say it's causing traffic disruptions because it's the main access into Walkerton from the east. There are two detour routes. Meanwhile, a number of roads in Grey Bruce are closed due to flooding, including sections of Side Road 20 in Aaron Eldersley, Spring Creek Road in South Bruce Peninsula, Crane Lake Road in Northern Bruce Peninsula, a section of Zion Church Road in Georgian Bluffs, Side Road 80 in Chatsworth, and part of Concession 6 West in Huron-Kinloss, all closed due to flooding. Some Harrison Park trails and roads are closed due to flooding. They include part of Freedom Trail, Mile Drive Trail, the campground roads and trails, the island, and the Harrison Park pool roads. The search for a man who has been missing from Saugeen Shores has ended, according to community members who were searching for him. 32-year-old Brendan Martin had been last seen on January 18th in Southampton and reported missing on the 20th. Police had since been looking for him and asking people to check their outbuildings and properties for him. Please Bring Me Home co-founder Nick Oldreeve says Martin's family conducted a search of their own for him on Sunday, and Oldreeve says Martin's body was recovered from the water by the range light in Southampton. His family has also announced on Facebook that his body was recovered. OPP have not released a statement. A new facilities master plan is going to be prepared for Georgian Bluffs, and council will be reviewing a contract for the work this week. It would include a comprehensive review of all 7 primary facilities in Georgian Bluffs. Staff have recommended a $192,000 contract with an architecture firm. It's due to be discussed by Georgian Bluffs Council at Wednesday's meeting. Pierre Poilievre says he will scrap the industrial carbon tax if he becomes prime minister. The Conservative leader says if elected, there will be no taxes on consumers and no taxes on Canadian industries. His announcement comes just a few days after Prime Minister Mark Carney started the process to eliminate the consumer carbon tax on fuels, including gasoline and natural gas. However, the carbon levy on industries would remain in place, which Poilievre says is a shadow carbon tax, before calling it a trick. Prime Minister Mark Carney says there are limits to Canada's retaliation against U.S. tariffs. Carney said at a press conference in London today, we'll see what happens April 2nd when more are expected to be put into place, but that his government will not take an action they think is not going to ultimately influence the United States, and certainly not one that is outright harmful to Canada given the overall approach.
There is a limit, full stop. There is a limit to matching these tariffs dollar for dollar, given the fact that our economy is a tenth the size of the United States.
Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 231 points to 24,785. The Dow Jones is up 353 points. Our dollar is trading at 70 U.S. cents, up 38 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $67.52, up 34 cents a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to play at home tonight against the Calgary Flames. That's a 7:30 start. The Leafs have lost 5 of 6 and fallen 4 points back of the Florida Panthers for the Atlantic Division lead. In the OHL, a few days off for the Owen Sound Attack before a 3-3 to close out the season. That starts Thursday in Barrie. You can catch the game live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. The Attack are currently tied with Sarnia for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, 1 point back of the Sioux Greyhounds. Rory McIlroy won a 3-hole playoff this morning to capture the Players' Championship. And in the NBA tonight, the Raptors visit the Phoenix Suns. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, a light breeze, -3, the wind chill -8 overnight. Mainly cloudy Tuesday, 50-kilometer wind gusts in the morning, then becoming light in the afternoon, a high around 12 degrees. Sunny and 16 on Wednesday. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.